Masechtas Maaser Sheni, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Once produce, Maaser Sheni produce enters the walls of Yerushalayim and it's inside Yerushalayim, it can no longer be redeemed for money. And that fruit is going to stay Maaser Sheni. The Mishnah discusses produce that's harvested but the Maaser has not yet been separated and designated. And then it comes into Yerushalayim, what's the status with the Maaser Sheni portion of that produce? So Mishnah Vav, Peris Shenigmar Malachtan. If you have produce that was fully processed, and therefore it became obligated in a Maaser, and in other words, this is called Tevel. Tevel is something that Maaser has to be taken off of. V'avru b'teich Yerushalayim, and it passed through Yerushalayim. Yavzar Maaser Sheni Shalahem via Achav Yerushalayim. The Maaser Sheni from them that he later designates, it has to be separated and it has to be brought back and eaten in Yerushalayim, and he cannot redeem it on money. That has the same status as regular Maaser Sheni produce that reached Yerushalayim, even though at the time that it was in Yerushalayim, it was part of the Tevel, it hadn't been separated yet. But we look at it as if it's already been separated and designated as Maaser Sheni, and therefore that produce, Maaser Sheni produce that's later separated, can never be redeemed onto money, and it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. That's when it was fully processed and it was Tevel. V'shalay nigmar malaftan, but if it was not fully processed, for example, sali anavim lagas, baskets of grapes that are going to go to the press, that are going to be pressed into wine, so they're not finished yet. V'sali te'enim lamukta, and baskets of figs that are going to be spread out to dry, that are not yet fully processed. So in these cases, it's not yet Tevel, it's not yet obligated in Maaser until it's finished. And it passes through Yerushalayim. What's the halacha? Do we look at it that the Maaser Sheni portion that's somewhere in there has reached Yerushalayim and can no longer be redeemed? So it's a machlekes. Bishame says, Yachzar Maaser Sheni Shalahem v'Achav Yerushalayim. The Maaser Sheni portion from them has to be returned to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. And we do see as if the Maaser Sheni portion has already reached Yerushalayim once before. Well, Beis Hillel Aimrim, however, Beis Hillel argues and says that it's not considered like the Maaser Sheni portion reached Yerushalayim because it wasn't yet even obligated in Maaser, it wasn't fully processed. Yipada v'ya'achal b'chal makam, he can redeem it and eat it, the fruit wherever he wants. Once he redeems it on money, the money becomes Maaser Sheni and the fruit become chulin, and he can then eat him wherever he wants. That's the Tanakhama's understanding where the machlekes of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai was. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Aimer, Mishum Rav Yaisi. Rav Shimon Yehuda says in the name of Rav Yaisi, a different understanding of where the machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai was. Leinachlaku Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel aperish leinigmar malaftan. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do not argue regarding peris that are not fully processed. And regarding pears that are not fully processed, they both agree sheyipada Maaser Sheni shalom v'yachav b'chol makom, that he's still able to redeem the Maaser Sheni and eat that produce wherever he wants. And it's not considered like the Maaser Sheni ever reached Yerushalayim when it was unprocessed in Yerushalayim. V'ama nechlaku, where do they argue? They argue in the first case, al peres shenigmar malaftan, on the fully processed produce that came into Yerushalayim. Beishamai holds that the produce that's later separated as Maaser Sheni has to be returned to Yerushalayim and it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It cannot be redeemed. Beishamai looks at it as if it already had Maaser Sheni status somewhere mixed in, and it was as if it was separated already as Maaser Sheni when it reached Yerushalayim, and it can no longer be redeemed. But Beis Hillel, I remember, but Beis Hillel says Yipad v'yachal b'chol makim, it can still be redeemed and eaten wherever he wants. Beis Hillel looks at it as if the Tevel does not have any Maaser Sheni in it yet until it's designated, and therefore it can be redeemed later when he separates it outside Yerushalayim. The Mishnah now lists another case that all agree upon, V'hadmai, regarding Dmai, which is produce that's purchased from Am Haaretz, is called Dmai, and it's questionable whether or not he took off Maaser. Midaraisa, one does not need to take off Maaser. Midarabonan, he does need to take off Maaser. So the Maaser Sheni from Dmai, which is only obligated Midarabonan, so it's more lenient, and therefore Nichnas V'yetze V'nifta. It can enter in Yerushalayim, and it can be taken out of Yerushalayim, and you can still redeem it, unlike the Meiser Sheni Midaraisa, that can't be taken out of Yerushalayim, and you can't redeem it once it goes into Yerushalayim, the Demai, Meiser Sheni Shal Demai, is more lenient. Mishnah Zayin discusses what's considered inside Yerushalayim and outside Yerushalayim regarding something that's partially in, partially out. Ilan Shu Aimei Bifnim V'Naita L'Chutz. If there's a tree inside the walls of Yerushalayim, but the branches are leaning out of Yerushalayim, and a person standing somewhere on this tree is sitting on the trunk inside or on the branches outside, or if it's the reverse, Aimei B'Chutz V'Naita Bifnim, or it's the trunk is outside Yerushalayim and the branches are leaning inside Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah says, Mikineger L'Chaim V'Lafnim, anything that's from the inside part of the wall and inward, Kelafnim, is considered in Yerushalayim. Mikineger L'Chaim V'Lachutz, Kelachutz, and whatever part of the tree is outside Yerushalayim is considered outside. So if whatever it is, branches or trunk, whatever side they're in, if he's on the part of the tree inside Yerushalayim, he's in. If he's on the part that's out, he's out. And we don't say one part of the tree follows after where the other part is. Each one goes after where it's located. The Mishnah continues with another case. Batei Habadim, regarding olive presses that were commonly built into the wall of Yerushalayim. They would have a cavity in the wall that they had the olive press within the wall. And sometimes they extended, protruded outwards, either outside, out of Yerushalayim, or into Yerushalayim. Batei Habadim, the olive presses, shepischeim lefnim, if the doorway, the entrance to the olive press, is on the inside of the wall of Yerushalayim, v'chalalan lachutz, but the chamber, the inside part of this olive press, extended lachutz outside of Yerushalayim, and it would bulge outside the wall of Yerushalayim, ay shepischeim lachutz, v'chalalan lefnim, or the reverse, the entrance was on the outside of the wall of Yerushalayim, but then it would extend into Yerushalayim, into the wall, into Yerushalayim. So Beishamai says, Hakol Kelefnim. The entire thing is looked at that it's in Yerushalayim. If any part of this olive press is part of Yerushalayim, whether it's the entrance or it extends into Yerushalayim, one or the other, either way, the entire thing, even the part that's extending outside Yerushalayim, the whole thing is considered an olive press within Yerushalayim. And has the halachas of Yerushalayim. He can eat Maaser Sheni there, and he's not allowed to be paida. He can't redeem Maaser Sheni produce onto money when he's in this olive press because it's considered in Yerushalayim. That's Beis Shammai's opinion. But Beis Hillel says it depends. Mikineged lachem v'lefnim kelefnim. Whatever is from the inside of the wall and inwards is in. Mikineged lachem v'lechutz kelechutz. Whatever is from the wall and outwards is considered outside the city, and it's just like the tree, that it depends what part he's standing in.